And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. We're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going? I'm Anthony Inman. Brian Cleveland is in studio. And we get these charts every week from that website that I just mentioned. It's earshot-online.com. Brian, I'll let you know what you find if you go to that website.
I'm going classic this week, Anthony. I'm going back to the script.
Are you?
I'm going to just read it verbatim, but give it as much enthusiasm as I potentially can.
Okay, you're on.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you'll find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Could have had a little bit more pep, but I'll give it to you. And you can get in touch with us a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out. All the great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. And if you feel like sending me care packages, please feel free to do so as well, because I'm starting to battle a cold. And if anybody who knows me knows, I'm a big baby when it comes to getting sick. I turn into that commercial where he's asking for Pam to call his mom. If you're not familiar, you can YouTube it. I'm not sure what the commercial's for either. It's something.
It really stuck with you.
That's how my brain
really resonated.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt good when I watched it. In this hour of the program, we've got Stephen Karlick. He's back with some more music news for you. And Brian's got the lowdown. We've got the top 10. It's really big. And I'd like to thank Anna from Beams for joining us in the first hour of the program. We had a nice chat with her. Played something from their newest EP called The Gutter and the Glass. You have a chance to win that EP, as we were talking about in the first hour of the program. You head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and like the contest photo, and you have a chance to win that. So head on over right now and check it out. We've got the top 10 in this hour, and Brian, I know that there's been some movement. I know you were away last week, so you didn't get to experience the unseating of our number one last week. TV on the Radio dropped. We had a new number one. Is the number one new this week, or is it the same?
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything.
Ooh, you're going to leave it to be a mystery.
Shows you how much more committed you are, though. Last week, I was sick, and I made you do it alone. Today, you're sick, and you're here.
You were far more sick than I was.
That was the most sick I've ever been in a long time.
It was the Kung Flu.
I can say that, yes, we do have the same number one, and it's probably like one of the most anticipated Canadian full-length debuts of this year, and it's from a pretty cool Calgary-based band that we heard from last week at number one, and I wouldn't be surprised if this one sticks around for a couple of weeks until maybe another big Canadian release comes out. Getting loads of love across the country. Really great record as well. And once you know what it is, if you don't already, you should go pick up a copy and check it out.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll get it started with your number 10.
All right, at number 10, up for number 14, is Amelia Kern, who I had a chance to see last week at Shivering Songs Festival. And so did one of our lucky listeners as well, who won a chance to go up to the festival and check out some of the shows and stuff. And she put on a really fine show, and we're going to hear from her record, They Promised You Mercy, also just nominated for a Juno Award. I believe it's the roots or folk category. And we're going to hear a track from that one called Never Say Goodbye. At number 9, up one spot, is the really great compilation Native North America Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country 1966 to 1985 Volume 1. And we're going to hear a track from Sugluck called Fall Away. And then Ryan Hemsworth is at number 8, down from number 4. And from Alone for the First Time, you're going to hear a track called Too Long Here.
Here's your number 10 this week, Amelia Curran, Never Say Goodbye. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Circle. paints are on fire. Never say goodbye. Never say goodbye. Never say goodbye.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Ryan Hemsworth with Too Long Here from his record Alone for the First Time at number 8, down from number 4. Up one spot is the compilation Native North America Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country 1966 to 1985 Volume 1 at number 9. And you heard from Sugluck with a track called Fall Away, and also Amelia Curran kicking off the set and this hour at number 10. Up from number 14 is her latest, They Promised You Mercy, and you heard a track called Never Say Goodbye.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We're counting down now the top 10 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian doing it with full nasal, me doing it with congested nasal. I feel like at some point I'm going to snuff or something and someone's going to turn the radio off. They're going to be like, oh, what's wrong with him? But I'm so congested.
If only they could see your droopy eyes.
I'll take that as a compliment. And hopefully
they're not normally droopy.
No, that's true. And hopefully you're enjoying any weather that you're getting in St. John, New Brunswick, where this program is recorded and broadcast from for its debut every week. We've been having a lot of snow and staying very warm inside places because it's very cold outside. But Brian and I are committed to the snow, and so I've made No, the snow.
Oh, the snow?
Yeah, we're also committed to the show.
I didn't know if that was an accident or...
We're committed to the snow. And so I think I'm signing us up right now, Brian, to build an Earshot 20 sculpture out of the snowbanks that are in the parking lot.
All right, I'll bring you some coffee and watch you.
No, you've got to help.
I'll film it. I actually was thinking about that this morning, about the amount of snowfall that we got was the kind of snowfall like we got that when I was a kid that I would have been super excited about. We had such a huge pile of snow in our yard and we're supposed to get another big dumping on too. And I was like, this would be the most fun snow fort pile.
Skiing, snow fort, snowboarding, anything. Like you just, but then you get older and you're like, meh. Now it just means I have to shovel and I'm not into that.
I would still be all over making a snow fort, but by the time I'm done moving it all, I'm too tired. And I just want other snacks instead.
Well, maybe I'll get to that snow sculpture. I'm not making any promises, but if I get ambitious at some point. We have a couple more songs to bring you, and then we will have our second chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. Some more music news on the way, but first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Yeah, Anthony alluded to a little earlier that we have the new number one last week that's sitting still again this week, but all kinds of new music floating all around the charts. In the last hour, we heard from the new Sleater Kinney record at number 11. That was all the way up from its debut at number 50. We have a new one from Sisk U at number 14, all the way up from number 31. We also heard from D'Angelo and The Vanguard at number 19, and also a new record from The High Dials. That was all in the first hour, if you're just joining us. And otherwise, you heard some really cool music.
And can I just tell you that last week, I think I did a pretty good job pronouncing most of the titles that were on the lowdown, because I thought I was going to struggle. But the Siskiyou one was, I was waiting for you to say it, because I was like, I'm going to see if I pronounce that right. So that's money in my pocket right there.
And so we're going to also hear from a couple of rising Canadian records as well, potentially ones that are going to float around for some time, and we'll let you know what those are coming up soon. And also, we're going to tell you, speaking of lowdown, we have 9 debuts this week, so definitely big debuts this week from some records that we expect to hear from probably in the program over the next couple of weeks. But until then, at number 7, up from number 11, it's the latest from Panda Bear, called Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper on Domino Records, and you're going to hear a track called Sequential Circuits. After that is Death From Above 1979 from The Physical World. They're back up to number 6, up for number 15, and you're going to hear Crystal Ball.
It's just love.
Shot 20. Number 6.
That was Crystal Ball by Death From Above, 1979, at number 6, up from number 15 from the record The Physical World, and at number 7, up from number 11 from Panda Bear's latest Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper. You heard Sequential Circuits.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Another break from the charts, and we head back to the phone line to chat with Stephen Karlick a little more, chat about what else is making music news. And in this hour, we're going to kick things off with some news about Mets.
Yes, anticipation is really starting to build now for Mets' second album. And if you caught Mets on their current tour with Death From Above 1979, you probably noticed that the feedback-obsessed Toronto outfit has slipped a handful of new tracks into the set list. It's now been revealed that some of those songs could be showing up on their next LP. A new teaser trailer has been unveiled by Sub Pop, with the label announcing that the sophomore follow-up to 2012's self-titled Mets is due sometime this spring. Judging by the YouTube listing, the album in question could be titled either Mets 2 or actually just called Mets again. Though no other info has been provided by the band or the label, you can sample an explosion of vintage TV and movie footage and a snippet of the band's patented distortion dialing, cymbal crashing approach at exclaim.ca, where you'll also find remaining dates on Mets' schedule. They're playing Winnipeg, Barrie, Ottawa, London, and a few other Ontario dates coming up. Lots to be excited about there. Like I said, the video is available on exclaim.ca. The video is called Mets 2, so we're thinking that that has something to do with the title.
Could be the name of the album. And Mets making a splash on the charts with their previous album, so we will probably be hearing from them coming up in the next little while. Now, I'm not going to lie to our listeners. I said to you before we came on that I don't think I'd be able to pronounce this band's name, but I do know how to say Epitaph Records, and that is some news for that label.
Yes, and for fans to continue along the Mets through line of heavy and beloved bands. It's been 13 years since the release of Desaparecido's debut LP, Read Music, Speak Spanish. Anyone who heard the album knows that it's actually fronted by Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes, and they've now announced a follow-up is on the way. Though details are slim, the set is scheduled to arrive sometime in 2015, like you said, from Epitaph Records. A press release confirms that the quintet have linked up with the iconic punk imprint, though neither party has given up specifics on the upcoming sophomore effort. The band haven't issued an LP since 2002. Album specifics are, of course, scant, but the group did reveal a handful of upcoming tour dates. They'll be playing a few American dates, as well as playing Coachella Music Festival in Indio, California. So a lot riding on this, I think. This is a band that was sort of... They sort of broke just as Bright Eyes were getting big, and now, I mean, Bright Eyes is obviously a very recognized name. He's also recorded under his name, Connor Oberst, and as Monsters of Folk member. And now he's going back to this his hardcore band, which is very cool. Anyone who's a fan of heavy music, keep an eye out and go online to hear a song from one of the 7-inches that they released lately.
Well, sounds interesting. So we'll keep an eye on that for sure. And one more story before we get to your song pick of the week, and that is news from the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah, classic band playing a classic album. The band have announced that they'll be touring on the 30th anniversary of Psycho Candy, playing the album in its entirety, which is, for anyone who knows that album, very, very awesome. While some info leaked over the weekend, the band revealed their itinerary in full on January 26th. A press release confirmed that the classic noise-saturated cuts like Just Like Honey and Never Understand will be performed in 9 North American cities this May. The trip will kick off May 1st in Toronto, with the Jesus and Mary Chain taking part in Canadian Music Week. They'll also play Vancouver's Vogue Theatre on May 13th. A full schedule can be found at exclaim.ca. It's unfortunate that they're not playing more Canadian dates, but it is lucky for Toronto and Vancouver, any music fans out there, or for anyone who wants to travel, because this band kind of got huge on the sound of Psycho Candy, and the way they got famous was for their almost infamously loud shows and infamously sort of chaotic shows. So while they're a matured band now, you might expect some of the same noise that they first waxed when they first came out. So very cool stuff, and absolutely a classic album. So if you're a fan, you should check it out or find a way to get to Vancouver or Toronto.
Sounds like it'd be fun. I have a question for you. When you go watch bands like that, do you carry earplugs with you?
You know, I typically don't, and as I get older, I'm coming to regret it. There, you know, those, like, after a show sometimes, it's your ears are ringing, and you're like, no big deal. And then you wake up, and your ears are still ringing, and you're like, hey, wait, maybe it's a big deal.
Uh-oh, that might have been a mistake, yeah.
Yeah, so I still don't carry them because I'm an idiot. But you should, kids. Wear earphones.
If you're gonna go see this show, make sure you take some earplugs with you.
Yeah, they're seriously loud.
All right, we're gonna throw it over to you, Stephen, for your song pick of the week. And of course, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. My song pick of the week is from a band who don't even have an album yet. All they've released is an EP last year. I'm talking about Operators, the new band from Dan Bochner, formerly of Wolf Parade and Handsome Furs. His new band sounds a little bit like Handsome Furs, if you're a fan of them, a little more clubby than that. His new songs are really excellent. He has a song called True that was really great last year. The band have a new single called Ecstasy in My House that they've just released online. It's a little more dancey than perhaps fans of Wolf Parade are used to, but it's a very, very cool song. It's a little long. It's 5.5 minutes, but it's worth every second. It's coming up now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Earshot listeners, Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, our year-end feature with Always on the Cover and all of our best of 2014 coverage, including Tanya Tagak, 1994 Hip Hop Revival, Poptimism, Disco 2014, Underrated Albums, Metal, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Thank you.
Shot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Can't Do Without You by Caribou at number 4. Down one spot is his latest record, Our Love. And at number 5, up for number 12, there's a new record from Dan Mangan and Blacksmith called Club Meds on Arts and Crafts. And you heard a track called War Spoils. And before that, we heard from Stephen Karlick. And of course, presenting his pick of the week, it is the latest from Operators. And a track called Ecstasy in My House.
Yeah, big thanks to Stephen for joining us again this week. We have 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour of the program is complete. And another top 20 counted down for another week. But before we do that, we're going to take one more break from the charts and bring you a segment that we like to bring every week. Brian gives you a sneak peek at what's debuting on the charts below the top 20. Has potential of moving on up, and we call this...
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
9 debuts this week below the top 20 in the rest of the top 50. Kicking off the lowdown at number 49 is multiple Canadian Folk Music and Maple Blues Award winner and 3-time Juno nominee Michael Jerome Brown, who pays homage to the vintage sounds of 20s and 30s rural blues on his latest album, Sliding Delta. One spot up is Faith in Strangers, the widely acclaimed late 2014 album from Manchester-based producer Andy Sott, his fourth album, again featuring vocal collaborations with his teenage piano teacher, Allison Skidmore. All right, bear with me on this one, Anthony.
Okay.
Try not to react.
Okay.
The less than appetizingly named Pizzeria are up next at number 44. He failed. Hailing from Edmonton, the Experimental Art Collective's latest is entitled Upper and contains such classic hits to come as the re-erection of Love Bag Lick Letter and Cheeses and the assorted Italian meat dream coat. I knew you couldn't get through it, even in preparing this. A Beast of a Compilation finds a home at number 43, featuring 38 tracks, while No One Was Looking, toasting 20 years of Bloodshot Records, celebrates the ongoing legacy of Chicago independent record label Bloodshot. The release covers a slew of genres and includes collaborations from Andrew Bird, Superchunk, Ted Leo, and many more. Anthony's still giggling. Up next, at number 39, is the fifth album in less than 3 years from psychedelic Australian jam band King Gizzard and the Lizard King, entitled I'm In Your Mind Buzz. Dark surf and noise pop group Malk, based in the BC Lower Mainland, have released the debut EP Prehistoric, drawing sounds from 90s indie rock, grunge, and noise bands such as Mudhoney, The Flaming Lips, and more. The release debuts at number 38. At number 35, Tough Love is the second album of R&B and soul from English artist Jesse Ware. Indie folk favorites The Decemberists are back with their seventh album, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World, is the latest from the Portland Quintet, and it debuts at number 32. And we close out the lowdown this week at number 30 with Calgary-based singer-songwriter Samantha Savage-Smith's sophomore record, Fine Lines. And that is all you need to know about the debuts below the top 20, and maybe we'll hear from these and many more in the coming weeks.
I really want the pizza one to be on the show. That was so funny.
All right, DJs out there, community radio DJs,
give it to them again. Give them the title.
Make sure that you play Pizzeria this week from the album Upper, because if it charts in the top 20, Anthony will be very excited.
Pizzeria.
Maybe he can interview them.
Maybe. I don't know how that would go. What's your favorite topping? What's your favorite pizza topping? I don't know. Anchovies? No, thanks. There are certain things I don't like on my pizza. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, as I said before, and we're going to kick that all off with number 3. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
It's new to the program. It debuted last week at number 27. It's the latest from Belle and Sebastian at number 3 from Matador Records. It's entitled Girls in Peacetime Wine to Dance, and we're going to hear Allie.
Much darker, much harder than anything that happened to you. Oh.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 2.
The sky was white and black and polka dotted. It must have been an aerial day. And all of a sudden I was allotted the chance to go with a big parade. Plastic raincoats in the pink parade. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Mannequins are so afraid. Don't be afraid to show your stripes, because the mannequins is always right. Plastic raincoats in the pink parade. Because the mannequins is so afraid. The mannequin suits lady umbrella march along the edge of the Thames. Then up came two or three or four Berettas, raincoats in the pink parade. Wear your plastic raincoats in the big parade. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Mannequins are so afraid. Don't be afraid to show your stripes, because the mannequins is always right. Plastic raincoats in the big parade. Because the mannequins is so afraid.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Time and solitude, yield and break.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our number one, 2 weeks in a row, Viet Cong, their self-titled debut on Flemish Eye. And you heard a track called Throw It Away. You heard from Ariel Pink, Sitting Still, number two, with the album Pom Pom, Plastic Raincoats in the Big Parade. And new to the program, number three, up for number 27, his debut last week was Belle and Sebastian, Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. And you heard a track called Allie.
All right, that does it for another countdown. We have just counted down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week out of St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, the campus and community radio station here in the city. We broadcast and record every week, and it airs Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And Brian, who are we welcoming this week?
Yeah, we have a new station, and hello to everyone in Sudbury, Ontario, hearing us in two time slots on CKLU.
Yeah, big thanks to them, and big thanks to all of the partners that air this program, campus, community, and online. We also are available on radio4all.net if you want to download the program, or if you podcast us on iTunes, you just search Earshot 20. No matter how you're listening to the program, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week, a brand new countdown, and who knows, maybe a new number one. We won't know until then. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.